Born and raised in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know.
I prayed and God provided.
Oh, you play soccer?
That's literally the best thing to ever happen.
Okay.
God brought us, like,
together. Only
people look up to you.
Okay.
Even though you gotta look down.
Life is living and very hard sometimes.
We came back from fishing and everything. I ain't catch nothing. My dad caught.
I did nothing.
Once upon a time.
Here we go.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to another day, another way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where we try to live every day a better way. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My name is Marlon.
My name is Fernanda.
And I'm Jose. We are your hosts.
And what are we going to be talking about in this episode?
We are going to be talking about how we met.
And how we became good friends.
Good friends.
He said best friends. I think I just ruined it for him. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. Well, to get us started, we're going to just talk about how it all came to be. I am Jose's older sister. Yeah, please. So Jose and I moved here 10? Yeah.
Around there, 9. 2014.
2014 and it's 2024. 10 years ago.
We
yes.
Look at that math.
We moved to the U.S. 10 years ago, and we're actually from Honduras. Originally, we were born and raised in Tegucigalpa, Honduras. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. And fun fact, Marlon. Maybe you've heard this story. Yeah, you probably have.
How do you know? She hasn't even told it yet.
I can just tell by the way she's looking. I just know.
Well, you see, whenever I was little, I really wanted a dog, but I also wanted a brother. So then my mom said, why don't you pray? So I prayed and I was like, Jesus, can I please have a brother and a dog? Ooh. And I did pray for it in that order. So then God blessed me with Jose. Woo!
I thought you
were going to okay, do that one better. The other one's better. And then he blessed us with our little dog. Her name was Chispita. She was the cutest little dog. R.I.P.
She was
yeah.
a real one.
You even met her.
She had an underbite.
She okay, had a you didn't crazy
have,
underbite.
You didn't have to do her like that. She was beautiful. She also had a limp.
She was beautiful in her own way.
Yeah.
Not the best ways, but...
Okay, if we talk about her, what else didn't she have? She didn't have a tail.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't have a tail, and... But she was cute. She was cute. Anyway, God provided. I prayed and God provided. And then... Marlon came into our life a good seven years ago, maybe 2017.
Yeah,
maybe.
About around there.
Okay, so I really want to hear how Marlon came into our life. So Marlon, take over.
Okay, so once upon a time.
That was good.
Once upon a time. I remember your mom coming to our house during, like, the summer of, mm-hmm. like, 2017, mm-hmm. around there, going mm-hmm. into 6th or 7th grade. And she dropped off a friend because he went to the VBS, the Vacation Bible School. Mm. So she invited us. Next day we go. My mom tells us about it. She's like, y'all should go because she was working. So we go, and then I meet Jose. I mean,
enter Jose into
the
story.
The best thing to ever happen in your own life. Literally the best thing to ever happen to you.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Crickets, please. Crickets.
Yeah.
That's not
yeah.
That's not, you romanticize your friendship. Aw, best friends. Okay, continue. Okay.
And then, yeah, he was leading games that year, I think. And then we just clicked. We just clicked like that.
Jose, was it like that for you? Did he just click?
No.
What?
I saw him and I wanted to run the other way. You know, I was like that.
What? I don't think that's true, Marlon. Don't take it like that.
No, it was. Yeah, I met him. He's a cool dude. He was young. I was young too. I was like, what, 14 maybe around there, 15.
He's too cool for school.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm like older by. All right, I met you when you were like 11 or something. So I was like 14 around there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, he was a cool guy and everything. It was just first time I was doing anything. It was just games outside. I was in the heat, in the summer heat. So it's just like,
Also, you two are more, were, I guess, at that point in time, you two were introverts.
Yeah.
Very much introverts. Would you agree?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I was. I didn't talk much.
And you were going to a whole new place. You didn't know anyone but your brother that came with you mm-hmm. and your friend.
No.
And you were being introduced to a lot of people. And Jose, it was the first time you had like a leadership mm-hmm. position. So mm-hmm. I think that was also like, you two were like, oh, hey.
Hey. My name's Marlon. My name's Jose. You play soccer? Oh, you play soccer?
Oh, we're friends.
Back to caveman.
Is that how y'all became friends? I think it was a gradual thing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was over time, because over time you get to know each other and you know like how they are and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's over time that you really like know people and you're like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We like the same stuff. So it's like, yeah, we have to like hang out together, obviously.
Well, when would you say, maybe you don't even know, but like, what was the thing that was like the moment or the thing that was like, oh, I like him. Like, we can be friends to the point that your friendship is how it is now.
I think we had like a few of those. Because I remember we had school.
Oh, yeah. School changed everything. 11th
and 10th grade, we had soccer. And I know that's when like our friendship peaked. But then before that, it was probably like, I don't know. It was just through like serving together and him teaching me drums.
Oh, yeah.
Just being like close.
You taught him how to play drums.
Yup. I like to think, to say I was the one that made him that good. But
over
time, I've realized that it's not the thing anymore.
Oh, Marlon, no, you've improved a lot. And not only that, you two play drums. What else do you play?
The guitar.
Jose plays the acoustic, not the acoustic. You play the
electric guitar, but I dabble sometimes in other stuff.
No?
And then
no.
Marlon plays
that's
the acoustic.
That's how mine sounds like.
That's what yours sounds like?
Sounds acoustic.
And Marlon also. Marlon, you also play the guitar. And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are teaching other kids to mm-hmm. play those instruments.
I definitely think God brought us like together.
Together.
He definitely did.
Little brothers.
It was just so like, it was just so rad.
So
rad.
Yeah. Like I don't know. He just like established that healthy relationship
mm-hmm.
at church.
I would agree. You two have a very healthy.
Helch.
Yeah. A healthy friendship. You two do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Marlon and I were acquaintances. Like, I just knew him as Jose's best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then something happened.
Dun, dun, dun.
Jose, where did you go?
I decided to grow up, leave the bird's nest, you know, become a man, and I went to college.
You did go to college, and you, obviously, he continued to go to church in his college hometown, but then Marlon and I were kind of like left together, and we just... It was something interesting. How would you explain?
I don't know. I thought it was always there.
Right.
Honestly, me personally.
Right.
So you personally always thought that you and I were good friends?
Yeah, I thought we were chill.
You know, I mean, we were chill, yeah. But we were not.
I think one thing that I see, obviously with like the younger one, like Oliver, He says he looks up to us a lot.
The younger one.
Oliver is also part of the worship team, so yeah. That's okay.
He was a new guy.
Yeah. Definitely, like, seeing kind of, like, he kind of has a similar story to us, like, being little and coming to church mm-hmm. little and having to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw it, like, you know, he looks up to people who are, like, already, like, at church, and they lead. So he looks at that. So I kind of mm-hmm. looked at Jose that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time we became friends, you see each other's flaws.
Yeah.
But we didn't have much time, me and you.
You have flaws.
You know?
Okay, okay, buddy. Let's see how it is.
Yeah, you just like
Jesus.
Realize.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is Jesus, guys. This right here is Jesus. Yeah. Anyways. Marla, keep going.
Yeah. You just like realize people's flaws. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously nobody's perfect, and then you exactly. realize you have your own flaws.
Exactly. And you'll help each other with mm-hmm. throughout that.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, with you, I think it was like always like, oh, yeah, Fer, you know, she's definitely like someone that's up there. Like someone that I looked up to, you know, aww, like faith wise.
That's
yeah.
sweet. That's the first time yeah. you've ever said something just, like that to me.
Yeah, it's just because. Anyways, it's just because you're so old, Fer. You're so she's mature.
Are you? Oh my goodness.
So it's like, yeah, people look up to you because, you know, like.
I appreciate it.
You've
I have
gone
done.
Through life for such a long time.
I am only.
People look up to you.
Okay.
Even though you gotta look down.
That was such a bad and slow roast for me. Like, it was a good roast, but like it kind of hurt.
Good.
Well, Jose and I don't really have that big of a age gap.
Mm-hmm.
We are only 3 years and 10 months, almost 4 years. And you and I do have an age gap.
Yeah. I didn't even realize.
Yeah. I think also, since you hang out with Jose a lot, I forget that you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I just see you at the same age as Jose. Mm-hmm. And you're also a very mature guy. So, mm-hmm. But it was when Jose went to college that it was just a,
yeah.
Okay, now you and I have to work alongside and we're going to have to build stuff together at our church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that those little projects that we've been having at church, like, they really made us friends instead of just like a brother and sister in Christ. Now mm-hmm. we're friends
yeah,
as well.
Friends.
So it's been fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of respect for both of these guys. I mean, I loved him. I was designed to love him because he's my brother. But then jeez. Marlon and I, like, now knowing him, like, we love each other through God's love. And, like, literally, he's like our adopted sibling.
He comes into the house, opens the fridge, and it's the good stuff. Ah, Jesus. It's the good stuff. Like,
No. He comes in the house, goes to our mom and dad, hugs them. Then he goes into the kitchen.
So he buys affection. That's what you're saying.
No.
He buys the affection from our parents and then goes
first.
In the kitchen.
You gotta go.
Huh?
You gotta go to Sage first, too.
Oh, yeah.
Sage. Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, that's
Sage is our new dog. Well, Jose's dog.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Yeah, when. She oh, we should
a lot,
put a picture.
Though.
We should put a picture of her right here.
Picture.
Like, picture. Yeah.
Picture.
She's beautiful. And actually, Jose and Marlon and Derek, his younger brother, they all were there when they... It was her got you day. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because we went fishing. And we came back from fishing and everything. I didn't catch nothing. My dad caught.
I didn't get nothing.
But, yeah, it was just... We went to a flea market. And there was this dude with this truck in the back of the bed of the truck. It was just like a cage. And there was a bunch of dogs in there. So I saw them. I was like, wow, they're really nice. But I didn't want a dude dog. That's just weird.
Why
dude
is
dogs
it weird?
Are weird.
Dude,
you
dog.
Do have two dogs, two male dogs.
Two dudes.
They're something else. I've never had a male dog. But they're sweet. Mine's
chill.
Sweet. Yeah, they're chill.
Canelo is mean, bro.
Oh. Max is cute.
Yeah.
Kind of a skit too.
But yeah, it's just like we got her and yeah, they were there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a dog.
And Sage really loves Marlon. Like,
ah, mm-hmm.
Like she loves Jose. She loves everyone, but like she recognizes Marlon as well. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cute.
All right. Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to go to a different little segment.
Okay.
Which is the, what was the name of the segment?
It's basically like our Bible verse for the. day.
For the week. But yeah, okay, so this time we're going to read from Ecclesiastes. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes?
Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes.
I think that's
Ecclesiastes.
How you say it. Ecclesiastes.
Four, from chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. Mm-hmm. And it says, there's a person without a companion, without even a son or brother. And though there is no end to all his struggles, his eyes are still not content with his riches. Who am I struggling for? He asks, and depriving myself of good things. This is too futile and miserable task. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their efforts. For if either falls, his companion can lift him up. But pity the one who falls without another to lift him up. Mm. So it's just like, to me, it's just talking about how you can be rich, you know, you can go for that, those like earthly things. But like, it doesn't really matter just because how are you going to enjoy things just by yourself? Like, everybody says money doesn't buy happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like, that kind of makes sense. You think
it
does because you can go buy a car, like a super fast car. You can go, like, travel places and
but
stuff.
That's just, like, in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Anything can change. Like, you could crash a car.
Yeah.
And that happiness is gone. Now you're sad.
Exactly. And then there's, like, a bunch of movies and stuff, and they just talk about true happiness, and most of those, like, it's friendships, because you can spend time with those people, you can create memories and stuff. And just like this verse says right here on verse 10, it's just like, if he falls, his companion, his friend, will lift him up.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, like, friends help each other. And if you got no friends, if you fall,
who's gonna pick you up?
Yeah. Exactly, who's gonna pick you up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, everyone is gonna fall.
Mm-hmm.
We all have like seasons in life in which we're like, I don't know if I can do this, or like, oh, I become too stressed or angry or sad. Life is life. Sometimes life's just life.
Life is lifing. You
there
know?
You go.
Life is life.
And it, sometimes too much.
High five.
There you go. Life is lifing and very hard sometimes.
Yeah.
And having a support group of friends that are like minded, I think that's very, very
that's a
helpful.
Crucial thing, right?
It's crucial. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is able to find that.
Mm-hmm. But it takes time.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like, be patient, and once you find it, take good care of that relationship.
Yeah, you gotta keep growing it too. You can't just like just have it there and just keep doing the same thing over.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta build it up.
Exactly.
You can't just stay in the same place, because if you stay there, you're not just like growing. You know, you're not helping each other.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God definitely puts those relationships in your life too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gives you the opportunity, and if you're like willing to, you really want to, if you want to sacrifice a certain part of yourself or certain other friendships, then those are the friendships that are gonna thrive.
Exactly.
Help y'all in the long run too.
Oh, that was deep, y'all. I think this was a good end to this episode.
I think so.
High five.
Yay! Oh.
Why? Smiling with the thumb. High five.
It's my thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway. Thank you guys so much for being here with us. We will see you next Friday. Fun times with another day,
smile
another
away,
Way podcast.
Smile away, boys.
Bye.